going to start here at the top of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, just to go over again with the sugya that we're found in. After the Mishnah, we had a statement that was a brayta that was brought before Rav, that Shvi'it en lochim bedamea truma. One cannot purchase with monies of Shvi'it, Dmei Shvi'it, truma, Dmei Shema'atim b'achilata, because then you reduce the ability to eat the truma. Truma, which is given in every year besides the Shvi'it, has no expiration date to it. On the other hand, Shvi'it has an expiration, which is Bior Shvi'it, and therefore one who purchases truma with Dmei Shvi'it shortens the expiration of the truma, or creates an expiration for the truma. So they're me'atim b'achilata, they reduce the amount of time that you can eat it. So the Rabbanan said this in front of Rabba, and they said to Rabba, listen, this can't be the position of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, mevin kochin l'day beit psul. So also over here, why can't you bring truma l'day psul? And it should be the same thing, and therefore Rabbi Shimon's obviously not the author of this statement. Rabba says, I'm not sure that you're right. I think that maybe Rabbi Shimon only makes a statement b'di'evit. Once, for instance, in our mission, the Hasham and the Shlamim are mixed. Then he says, mevin kochin l'day psul. But lechatchila, to go and purchase truma with dmei shvi'it, that Rabbi Shimon would not agree with. Abaye challenged that. Edvei Abaye. Abaye says, is that really true? So the first question that Abaye brought was from something that's coming up, for us, a Mishnah coming up, Bukulan Rishaim. This means the Kohanim, Lishnot Bachilatan. They can eat their basar of kochim any way they like. They can eat it tzluim, shlukim, mevushalim. They can eat it roasted, very well cooked, or just regularly cooked. Velatei d'tochan, tavlei chulin, v'tavlei truma, and they can spice it up with spices of chulim and spices of truma. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, the alternative girsas, divrei Rabbi Shimon. But you see here that you're taking truma spices and you're spicing up the kochim with truma spices. Kochim have a limited life. Kochim can only be consumed either for one day and one night, or 2 days and one night, truma with no expiration. And now you're taking tavlin of truma, and you're creating an expiration for them because they're going to expire with the kochim. So Rabba responds to Abaye and says, I don't think that's a good proof. The truma tavlin derabonon. Truma tavlin is a din derabonon. Over there, maybe, either if the girsa is Rabbi Shimon, or even it's Rabbi Shmuel in the day of Rabbi Shimon, over there, maybe Rabbi Shimon says, "Ein ochanam, you can be maybe in kochim the day psul, because one time I need to do rabbonon. Mido right though, you're only chayav truma by tvoa tirosh nitzar, chelev tirosh vitzar, and therefore over here, truma tavlin are outside of that framework of the right, it's only a din rabbonon. And over there, maybe Rabbi Shimon is mekiel, but from that, you can't prove to me. The Rabbi Shimon says, "L'chatchila meivim kochim l'day beit psul." So now, this is where we left off yesterday, Eitvei. Abaye brings an additional proof from a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. Ein lochim truma bekesef maaser. One may not purchase truma with kesef maaser, maaser sheni here. Mipnei shema'et b'achilata. Because it reduces the consumption, the eating of the maaser sheni. Rabbi Shimon matir. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon is matir. Why is it that he reduces it? Rashi over here says, what's the reduction in the truma? Well, before, truma could be eaten b'chol makom. Now that you use Maaser Sheni money to purchase it, it's now limited to be consumed or eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. That's what Rashi says over here. Tosafot quotes Rashi as saying, and it's interesting, there are a number of Tosafot here that quote Rashi, which we don't have. Until this point, from about Samachet to yesterday's daf, there was a Nuskot Rashi Ktiv Yad, and in there, a number of times, the Rashi that Tosfot was quoting was in that Rashi. Over here, Tosfot quotes Rashi and says that Rashi says, you know why it's maybe the day psul? It's because before, when it comes to truma, it can be even eaten by an onain. An onain is permitted to consume truma or to eat truma. On the other hand, Maaser Sheni, lo achalti ba'oni mimenu. An onain is not allowed to consume Maaser Sheni. So you reduced the number of people that can consume or eat the truma, because an onain now cannot consume the truma. That's Rashi's limud. Rashi, in both instances, says it's a problem for the truma. The truma's achila is being reduced, and either because the makom, where it can be consumed, has been reduced, or the number of people that can consume it has been reduced. That's Rashi. Tosafot, on the other hand, says that's not what it sounds like from the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. It sounds like the Kpeda is from the side of the Maaser Sheni and not from the side of the Truma. He says that later on there's a conversation between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. From that conversation, it sounds like that they're worried about the Maaser Sheni. And Rabbi Shimon says, If you allow one to purchase with monies of Maitzo Sheni Shlamim, which are a higher level of Kedusha, and parts end up on the Mizbeach, then certainly you can allow him to purchase Truma with Makes of Maitzo Sheni. The Chachamim retort over there and say, no. By Shlamim, who can eat Shlamim? Chol Adam. Anybody can eat Shlamim. By Truma, you're limited to the Kohanim. So according to Tosafot, the limitation here is the problem for the Maaser Sheni. Before, the Maaser Sheni could be consumed with L'chol Adam. Now, when you purchase with that money's Truma, it's limited to being consumed only by the Kohen. And that's the limitation over here. Either way, whether it's a limitation on the Truma or a limitation on the Maaser Sheni, we see here from this Mishnah that you have a Tana Kama who says you cannot do it, imivim l'dei psul, and Rabbi Shimon says, matir, no problem. So here you have it, l'chatchilo, Rabbi Shimon is saying, mevim kochim l'dei psul, because this is a question beforehand, can you purchase? And Rabbi Shimon says, go ahead. Ishtikle, Rabbi was silent, Abaye had a good question, meaning that really, Rabbi Shimon, even it seems like l'chatchilo allows one to be mevi kochim l'dei psul, and therefore Rabbi's distinction is not correct. And the Chachamim's inference that before, when it came to Shvi'it, that Rabbi Shimon was not the author of that position would be correct. Now, Kiata Kamele Rabbi Yosef, Abaye came before Rabbi Yosef, Amalei, Rabbi Yosef questions Abaye, Amai lotei tvei miha. Why didn't you challenge Rabbah from this Mishnah, the Mishnah in Shvi'it, instead of the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni? By the Mishnah in Shvi'it, it says, Eime vashlim yerek shel Shvi'it v'shemen shel truma. One may not cook yerek, vegetables of Shvi'it, in shemen shel truma, oil of truma. Shelo yavil kochim lebeit psul. Right, sounds like it. We're bringing kochim lebeit psul, because over here, you're taking a yerek of Shvi'it and cook it in the Truma. The Shemen Shel Truma had no expiration. Now you cooked it with the Yerek of Shvi'it, it has the expiration of Shvi'it now. So you're shortening the life of the Shemen Shel Truma. Rabbi Shimon, Matir. Again, we have explicitly Rabbi Shimon saying that it's Mutar, and Mevim Kochim, Beit Psul, Chatchilo. Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, I'll tell you why. Velav Li Mot Videi Mehad Tavlin. I challenged Rabbi already from the question the Mishnah of Tavlin, Ve'amarli, and he responded to me, Anachli Chumat Tavlin, Derabonon. Ve'hir, Ochanami, Chumat Yerek, Derabonon. The Chumat Yerek is also Derabonon. Where it says, Yachi, Ipchom, Yiboye, Le'le Midnei. The Mishnah should have said just the opposite. You said before, unbeknownst, you said before, ah, this is the Oraita. You're right, it is the Oraita, because we're talking about Shemin Shel Truma and Yerek Shel Shvi'it. If Abaye is correct, then the Mishnah should have said just the opposite. It should have said Yerek Shel Truma, which would have made the Truma Derabonon, in Shemin Shel Shvi'it. And then you would have been right. Why does it say it the other way around? Why does it say Yerek Shel Shvi'it in Shemin Shel Truma? Because we're talking on a Deoraita level, like David, like you said before. So on a Deoraita level, it is a good question. And Rabbah could not say to him that Anachle Truma Yerek, Shin Truma Yerek is Derabonon. That would not have been a good answer. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says to Abaye. Why not? Why not challenge him from this position? So it's interesting. The reason that we say that it's the Rabbonon over here is Rashi says that Trumat Yerek is the Rabbonon. And therefore, the Mishnah should have flipped it. If Abaye was right that we're talking about Trumat Yerek, the Rabbonon, so therefore it should have flipped it. The Shita Mikubetzet does not learn that way. The Shita Mikubetzet over here says, Perish of Kuntris, the Mayer be Trumat Yerek, the Rabbonon. It's right next to the Tosafot, where the Tosafot has in parentheses the word Yesh, and the Shita Mikubetzet has the Kach Nira. The Shemen Shel Truma. The Shemen over here is Shemen Derabonon. Wait a minute. Shemen is Yitzhar. That's a Deraita. Yitzhani Vibraita, Mari B'Shemen Shumshumim Ve'egozim. Talking about not olive oil. We're talking about sesame oil or nut oil. The Truma did who? Lo Avi El Midrabonon. That Truma is Derabonon. If he really was dealing with Shemen Derabonon, it should have flipped it and made the Yerek Shel Truma B'Shemen Shel Shvi'it Dolalei to the Mitteh. So nobody will make a mistake. Shemen has two options. It could be Doraita, it could be Derabonon. The fact that it did it in this manner, and in a more confusing manner, it could have flipped it, tells you that that's not the way to read it. And the Shemen is really Shemen of olive oil, Doraita, and the Yerek is the Yerek of Shvi'it. So that's an interesting way that Shita Mikubetzet discusses
says it, doesn't say it's Yerek Darabanan, but rather the Shemen, and he says that would have been more obvious to make the Yerek Darabanan than to make a Shemen Darabanan. Because of that, it must be Shemen Doraita. Now the Gemara says, V'lav mi odved mi matnitin. It didn't. Baye already tried to challenge Rabba from our Mishnah here in Zvachim, that Mati Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon says that it's Mutar. Why did Rabba believe in our Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon says, Mevin Kochim le Deipso? Iarev. They got mixed together. You have a situation of Bidyevit. You have a Shlomim and a Hashem that got mixed up. And that's why Rabbi Shimon is Matir, Mevin Kochim le Deipso. The Abaye is saying to Rabbi Yosef, Nami Diarev. The same way that Rabba responded to me by our Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon is only Bidyevit, because you have a mix of the Hashem and the Shlomim, that so too over here, I could say the same thing about this Mishnah and Shvi'it. The Mishnah and Shvi'it and the oil, I can say to you that Diarev, they're already mixed together. And the whole story there is a din of bidyevet, not a din of lechatchila. If the oil and the vegetables are already mixed together, my tayu derabanan. Why do the rabbanan? The rabbanan are going to agree if it's already mixed bidyevet. We know that in our Mishnah. The rabbanan, when they were faced with no choice, also agreed that mevim kachin l'dei psul. Why? Because our Mishnah is divided into two bavot. The first part of the Mishnah talks about two animals mixed, asham and shlamim, where there is a tikkun. The second half of the Mishnah talk about chatichot basar that are mixed. There, even the chachamim agree that you can be mevein kochim the day psul. Midat hava asham shlamim. That should be just like asham shlamim. Midomi hotam itay takanta biriya. Over there, you have an ability to swap it out. You want to say to me, oh, it's just like our Mishnah over here, where the rabbanan say you're not allowed to bring it to day psul. So too over here, persons aren't comparable, aren't parallel, because our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's an alternative to being mevein kochim the day psul. Have them go out and you're achistaev, and you can solve your problem. Over here, halat leitakanta biriya. Over here, you can't send them out to graze. You can't send the vegetable and the oil out to graze. That's not going to be a solution to the problem. That's more, this Mishnah is more similar to the case, the second case in our Mishnah. They gave in to leitakanta. Here, there's no option. Just like in our Mishnah, when you have a mix of kodshei kodashim and kodshei kaleim, then we limit the time period and eat it. Even the Rabbanan agree. So to over here, we will say the same thing. So that rejection says that, I'm sorry, Abaye, you couldn't have rejected this Mishnah in Shvi'it. And why didn't you bring a question from the Mishnah in Shvi'it? It seems like Abaye had a havamina why he wouldn't have brought the case in Shvi'it. Says, I thought Rabbah would challenge me because of Yarev. And he says back to him, that's not true. The case wasn't a case of Yarev. So Matki Bala Ravina, Ravina says, wait a minute, I don't know if that's true. Rami Dami Chaticha Shbechitadot. How can you compare the case in Shvi'i to the case of Chatichot in our Mishnah? Because there, they Takanta Klau. Over there, by our Mishnah, there's no option. The only option is to eat them Kechomor Shaban. Hai, they Takanta B'schita. Over here, by Shvi'i, you have a solution. You could squeeze the oil back out of the vegetable. Squeeze the vegetable and the oil will come out. So, now we have a good question. Now we understand why Abaye didn't bring this Mishnah for Rav Yosef. So why did Rav Yosef think he should bring this Mishnah? Heichi Nischot, please explain to me how you're going to squeeze the oil out. Nischot Tuva, if you do a really good job and squeeze all the oil out, Kamafsi B'Shvit, that means you have to ruin the vegetable, the Yerek of Shvit, and that's Kamafsi Rochemir. And for Achlav Lola Avdah, you're like, you don't eat it, you're not allowed to destroy Perot Shvit, Yerek of Shvit. And therefore, if you squeeze too hard, you're going to ruin the yarek. Nischot porta. Go a little light on the squeezing. Sof sof. Yarev mi'arev. Then the oil's still in there. And you have to deal with the fact that the oil's still in there. So it comes out in the end that Rav Yosef had a good reason to bring the Mishnah in Shvi'it. Abaye had a good reason to bring the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni. None of the challenges that we have on this Mishnah in Shvi'it stand up. But nevertheless, Abaye brought the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni and it worked. But Rav Yosef said, why don't you bring the Mishnah from Shvi'it? So the challenge of Yosef is a good challenge, but does it undermine the fact that Abaye also brought a good challenge from the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni? It's now 8 Vei. Rabbi Shimon Omer, L'macharat mevi ashamo velogo imo ve'omer. So now we have a challenge. This goes back to Rabbah's position that Rabbi Shimon is not matir l'chatchilo. So Rabbi Shimon says, L'macharat mevi ashamo velogo. The next day he brings the asham and the log. Ve'omer, im shoshu mitzorah, if I needed to bring a korban mitzorah, harizeh ashamo bezalogo. This is the asham mitzorah, and this is the log shemen that comes along with the korban of the mitzorah. Vim lav, if I'm not chayav to bring a korban asham, log zeh shel shamein nedavah. This log is belongs to the shamein nedavah. Boto asham taun shkita betzafon umatana bahono tusmicha nechsachim utnva chazeh b'shok b'necha leyom v'layla. So over here, I have a safek. The safek, Rashi just mentions over here one part of it, because that's the only thing that's really relevant to us here. This person is a safek. He was a mitzorah, but he's a safek if he was a mitzorah mukhlat, or he was just a mitzorah musgar. We don't know if he really was a mitzorah that requires korban over here. Did the Kohen come to the conclusion this individual had mitzorat, full-fledged mitzorat, and he was put away, and now he needs to bring a korban? Or was the Kohen just seeing if he was tameh, and then afterwards he's mitaharim, and he doesn't have to bring the full tarat ha-mitzorah? So it's a safek. Was he a mitzorah mukhlat or mitzorah musgar?
Whereas Tosfos explains that he was for sure a mitzorah, we're just not sure if he was nitahar or not. So either he is a mitzorah mukhlat and still needs tahara, or he is a mitzorah mukhlat that already went through the process of tahara.
That one step is a portion of the question. And Tosfos brings down, there's a massive Tosfos here that goes through all the stages over here. We've actually learned it together when we did the Masechet Nazir, but there's another stage here, which is that the person was also a Nazir. And he wasn't sure if he was a Nazir Tameh or a Nazir Tahor. There are actually four Sfeikot over here. He was a Nazir. Is he a Nazir Tahor or is he a Nazir Tameh? Is he a Mitzorah Mukhlat or is he just a Mitzorah that was being checked upon? So now I have four possibilities of what this individual is over here. Those four possibilities make it that I have to bring Korbanot over an extended period of time. I have to keep every 30 days, I'm going to do a shaving of the head, I'm going to do a Tiglachat, I'm going to bring certain Korbanot. It's a whole process, extensive as you can see in the Tosfot, extensive process, basically to get to the person to the point where he's no longer Tameh B'tumat Mitzorah, and he completes his Nizirut B'tahara. So through that process, one of the points in time he brings, Mimacharat, the next day he's going to bring Ashamo V'logo as B'safek. He's not sure if he's a Mitzorah over here. Well, if he's a Mitzorah, he requires an Asham Mitzorah, and the Log Shemen. The Log Shemen he put on his Behonot, on his Ozen, on his thumb and his big toe on the right side, as well as on his head, and he do Hazot HaShemen Keneged Petach Omoed. So there's Avodot to be done with the Shemen, plus you bring an Asham. If not, or if he's not a Mitzorah, then what do? We flip the Asham into a Shlamim. Because an Asham and a Shlamim, as you saw in our Mishnah, are identical. They both have a requirement of Shtei Matanot Shein Arba. There is a Machloket whether Asham requires Smicha, but assuming they do, then of course they're identical. If not, then you have to bring, in addition to this, you would bring the Nisachim and two Smicha for the Shlamim. And then you have to do Tshuvat Chazeh V'Shok was only required by the Shlamim. Nechao Liyom V'Layla. One day and one night, which is like the Chamur Shebehen. So over here, you're bringing Kochim L'Dei Psol. You're bringing a Korban that could be a Shlamim, and then you're forcing it to be eaten for a day and a night, like a Asham. So over here, you see the Chatchila, Rabbi Shimon is being Matir, you to Mevi Kochim L'Dei Psol. The answer is Tukune Gavra Shaini. Over here, we don't have a choice. We want to get this individual to be Tahor. If we don't allow him to do such a Tanai, he'll never become Tahor. He's going to spend the rest of his life Tameh. We talk about Tukune Gavra, when we make an exception, that's already like B'diavet. Alright, like Chatichot, where there's no choice, or a case of B'diavet, which is that we have no choice. We have no way out of this in either way. So the only way to do this is to do it where we may be coaching the Deipsul. Mar says, Hantinach Asham. I understand what you're doing with the Asham. By the Asham, you're trying to flip it into a Shlamim. You either say it's an Asham, which is the Chuvah, or it's a Shlamim, which is a Rishut. That I understand, because you can bring that B'nidavah. What I don't understand is the Log, Ma'ika the Meimar. By the Log Shemin, are you allowed to bring a Log Shemin B'nidavah? Log Zeh, so what do you say? Ma'ika the Meimar, Damar Log Zeh. So what are you going to say? That this log shemen is going to be a nidava? You'll say either it's a log for mitzorah or it's a log shemen shel nidava. V'dilma lab mitzorah. Well, if this shemen is really not for the mitzorah but a nidava, then you have to do certain things with it, which is ubay mikmatz. You have to take off a kamitza. You have to take a portion of that shemen and put it on the mizbeach. That's not true of the shemen of the mitzorah. The Shemen of Mitzorah requires no kmitzah taken off of it. The Shemen of Nidavah does require kmitzah. So he says, no problem, the big mitz. That's what he did. Took off a kmitzah, put it on the mizbeach. The Dilma Mitzorah. Well, if he does a kmitzah and he's a Mitzorah, by Maton Sheva. Then he requires to do Matnot Sheva. The Mar says, the Yohif. That's what he did also. He sprinkled seven times the Kneo Moed.
But the Mitzorah does not need
the kmitzah. So that's what Mar says now, Bahai Chaser Le. It's Chaser. If he does the kmitzah up front, and puts it on his back in case it's a nidava, then what he's left with is less than a log shemen. Less than a log shemen, you require a full log to do the avodah of the mitzorah. If you don't have a log, you can't do the avodah of the mitzorah. So now what are you going to do? Now you're stuck with less than a log shemen, and you want to do the matnot sheva. I says, no problem. Where do you go? The mighty porto, malile. He refills it. At first he brings a full log shemen, does kmitza from it, puts that on the mizbeach in case it's a nidava. Now he's left with a log minus a kmitza. He brings whatever the kmitza was and he refills the shemen and he does his matnot sheva. Ditznan, chaser log, achi lo yitzak. If the log is missing before he does the yitzika, yimaleno, you fill it up. It says, v'ha boi haktoro. Well, doesn't it require haktoro? The doctor, he went ahead and he did the haktoro.
Oh, so in other words, the original question was,
right, they're actually taking off of the kmitza. Then we brought down a Mishnah that tells us that chaser log ad shelo yatzak yimalenu. But now he has to actually get the kmitza onto the mizbeach. When does he place the kmitza onto the mizbeach? Because that presents another issue. To akter le emat. So far you've solved all my problems, but just explain to me one thing. You need to do aktara. And the Gemara says, okay, the Akhtar, he did put Akhtar. He has to take that kmitz and put it on the Mizbeach. But Eimat, when did he do the Akhtar? Why? Because the Akhtar has implications. What are the implications of Akhtar? Once you place the Akhtar on the Mizbeach, then the remainder become Shiraim. Shiraim have a special din, which is Shiraim may not be placed on the Mizbeach. Only the part, for instance, by a Mincha. A Mincha, where you take off a kmitz and place it on the Mizbeach, the remainder, the Sharei HaMincha, are not permitted to be put on the Mizbeach. There's an Isser to put them on the Mizbeach. So it's all over here. When you take that kmitza off of the shemen and then you put it on the mizbeach, whatever's left is now a sur to be placed on the mizbeach. So Mar says, Emat, when did he do it? Ibatar matnot sheva. If he does it after the matnot sheva, avalu shirayim shechisru ben kmitza laktara. Dei makterim et hakometz aleihem. If he did it after the matnot sheva, they went ahead, they did the kmitza, then they filled it up, did the matnot sheva, then what he wants to put on the kmitza on the mizbeach, there's something missing from his shirayim. They sprinkled the seven from the leftovers. Now what do I have over here? I have a case where I want to put the kmitza on the mizbeach. I took off the kmitza, I refilled it. Now I come to do the matnot sheva, and I go ahead and I do the matnot sheva. And there's shiraim that are missing from when I left them, when I took the kmitza off. I now did the matnot sheva, and they have less than they did when I took off the kmitza. If that's the case, you can't do that. Because, havalu shiraim shechisru, those are shiraim that are missing, ben kmitza la'aktara, between the kmitza and putting it on the mizbeach, ve'imakterim et hakometz aleihem, and then you can't be makter the kmitz. So let's say the other way around. Let him be komets it and maktir it before he does the matnot sheva. Then you have the opposite problem. Now the komets end up in his bech. What's left behind in the log is shirayim. Now what are you going to do? You're going to do an avoda with that shirayim because you're going to do the matnot sheva with that shirayim. Why is that? Because the sprinkling of the sheva, as Rashi points over here, is really like an avodah equivalent to haktarat mizbeach. Even though the shemen, the matnot sheva, don't end up on the mizbeach, they sprinkle. The kohen stands there and he sprinkles them towards the petach omoleh. Nevertheless, since they are the equivalent to haktarah, they produce shirayim. That you can't do because that is kol shirimenu lishim ariu v'baktiru. Anything that is placed on the ishim, on the ish, then everything that remains behind is bebal taktiru. You're not allowed to place on the ish. There's this restriction against anything that has a portion of it put on the ish, that whatever's left over is problematic. Now Rashi points over here, we're not talking about ish. Here we're talking about matnot sheva, the shem being bach. Rashi says, that's what it means. The Gemara is bringing down the source for this halacha. He's talking about ishim, that's what the pasuk's talking about. But over here it means, that when he did the matnot sheva, not that he put him on the ish, but that is classified as giving shirayim. I'm reviewing the braid of Shimon Pazi. To mesiklu l'shem eitzim, that he puts him on the mizbeach, l'shem eitzim. Now again over here, this oil does not end up on the mizbeach. The oil we're talking about is the matnot sheva. He's doing akhtara. So over there, by the case of a korban, or the case of where we have some sort of leftovers and we're unsure as whether we should put them on the mizbeach or not, over there we bring them on the mizbeach and we say we place them on there. If it's a korban, then it's on the mizbeach. If they are shirayim, we'll place them to be etzim. They'll be like firewood for the mizbeach. Because the Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that Rabbi Eliezer says, L'reyach nichoach etam aleh. In the psukim where it says, by the kosher menul ishim, it says that it has to be the reach nichoach. That which is placed on the mizbeach has to be the reach nichoach. Therefore, the shirayim are only problematic if you put them on the reach nichoach. But if you put them on the mizbeach, the shem eitzim, they're not a problem. You're not in violation of putting the shirayim on the mizbeach. So again, over here, there is no shirayim, and there is no eitzim. We're talking about a liquid that is sprinkled into the air. So Rashi says over here, that's the same thing. The liquid we're talking about, here we're talking about sprinkling of the shemen. That's equivalent. Also over here, when nothing goes on the fire, the shirayim are not putting on the fire, right? The shirayim are being sprinkled as matnot sheva. So what does that mean? You'll do it, not l'shem etzim, but l'shem mayim. That's what Rashi says. You'll be madi l'shem mayim. You'll sprinkle them and say, if this is a mitzora, then the sprinkling is l'shem mitzora. If this is really shirayim from the korban nidava of the lokshemen, I'm just sprinkling these like water. Put them on like water. Just like if you put on a shirayim, like itzim, instead of the reach nichoch, it's okay. You do it al tanai. So to over here, you'll do it al tanai. You'll do this hazot, l'shem mayim. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says that the Gemara is bringing the halacha from the core source, which is about ishim, about fire and itzim. We're just going to apply it over here to the shemen and say the shemen over here means the azota shemen is equivalent to the akhtara of the shirayim on the mizbeach. And the shem itzim over here, the equivalent is the shem mayim. All right, so now the Gemara asks, Vayiko shirayim deboi melinhu. Our solution so far is that we're going to take this lo shemen, you're going to bring the lo shemen, and you're going to be mafish a komets from it. After you mafish the komets from it, you're going to put that komets onto the mizbeach. Then you're going to refill the lo shemen and fill it up to the top and do the matnot sheva. The matnot sheva you'll do if it's the shame nidava, then the matnot sheva you do the shame mayim. If you need it for the mitzorah, you do the sprinkling for the mitzorah, you do the sheva, the shame mitzorah, and you won't have a problem. Gemara says here, wait a minute, if it's really the shame nidava, let's think about this, you brought along shem and the shame nidava, you took a portion of it to become its anthem mizbeach, and now you filled up extra, you refilled it to the top. When that refilling you put in there, you put chulin in there. Because if he's not a mitzorah, you don't need a full log shemen, then you're refilling it to the point where you actually have chulin in there. The addition is not necessary. The Gemara says, Vayifei shirayim debay milinu. You have the shirayim that is to fill up. Vikach porto de lo komitzeloi. And that extra amount that you're bringing in there, it's kodesh, you didn't take a komitz off of it. So now you have shirayim, that the komitz was taken off, but then you added more shemen. The addition of that more shemen doesn't have a komitz taken off of it, and then it's not mutar to eat. So Mar says, the pariklei, he redeemed it. The pariklei hecha. When did he redeem this extra shemen that he added? Igavai, if he did it when it's in the azara, kamayl chul in the azara. That means now that if he redeems the shemen inside the azara, he's now making chul in the azara. He redeems it, now it's chul in the azara. Evrai, if it's when the shemen is outside of the azara, if sulebi yotze, it has a din that the shemen of a mitzvah has to be consumed with inside the azara. It's a din of kodshim, 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 just like the asham. And you can't take it out of the azara. You take it out of the azara, it's pasul. So what, the redemption's useless at that point in time. So now you have a possibility of shirayim being here that don't have a komitz taken off of it, and the kohanim are going to consume it. What do you say, redeem it? Where are you going to redeem it? When it says the olam gavai, did you redeem it inside the azara? V'chulin, what about the problem with chulin? Is maybe chulin the day into the azara? There we say, chulin memela havion. He didn't bring the chulin into the azara. What did he do? He redeemed it, so now it became chulin. It's not male chulin the azara. Rather, he redeemed it, and now, as a outcome of that, there is chulin in the azara. So Gemara says, v'amar Rabbi Shimon, forget about this whole thing. Rabbi Shimon, ein mitnadvim shemen. Wait a minute. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that you're not allowed to donate shemen to the mikdash. Well, the whole premise of this whole story, according to Rabbi Shimon, is that you have a log shemen and an asham, and the log shemen, you make this whole condition inside of it. Oh, either it's a nidava, or it's for the mitzorah. Well, this is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, and Rabbi Shimon believes you can't bring a log shemen as a nidava. Mara says, Tikune gavro shaini. You're right. Rabbi Shimon believes that, no, you cannot be mitadev shemen to the mikdash. But over here, what's our option? When there's no option, he's going to allow it. Over here, we don't have any option because Tikune gavro, there's no way to solve this person's problem to be mitahirim from mitzorah. And therefore, we were going to go ahead and allow the nidava to go through, even though it's difficult, as Tosos points out over here. Tema, idoraita Rabbi Shimon. If Rabbi Shimon really believes midoraita in mitnadvim shemen, hechishari, how could you be matir mishum Tikune gavro? Vod came in day mitnavim chulin gemorim. Okay, if you say Emet Navim and it doesn't work, then one Tikkuni Gavra, how does that help you? How do you make the Shemen all of a sudden into something that's Kodesh? It can't become Kodesh, it just doesn't work. So you must say, or what Tosus is leading to is that maybe this idea of Emet Navim Shemen, according to Rabbi Shimon, is only Derabbanan. And in a case of Tikkuni Gavra, we can suspend the Din Derabbanan of Emet Navim Shemen. Yati Rabbi Chumi, Kamed Rabbino. Rabbi Chumi was sitting before Rabbino, Yati Bekam Armishmi, the Rabbuna Bar Techlifa. Beneima, Asham Ze Yehei Asham Taloi. Why don't, instead of the option being an Hashem and Ishlamim, let's say this Hashem, instead is an Hashem Talui. An Hashem Talui is Baal HaSafek. So maybe, you just come here, he says, either this is an Hashem Betzora, or this is an Hashem Talui. Because who says that? There is a Tano, Eliezer in Masech Gittot, who says that you can bring an Hashem Talui b'nidaba. Person can bring an Hashem Talui every day to be safe. Just make sure, in case he has any Averot, he can take care of himself. There's a Baal Plukta there of Rabbi Eliezer that says that Hashem Talui cannot be brought as nidaba. So now that's what he's suggesting over here. Rabbi Chumi, who's sitting before Ravina, and he says over this, from Ravuna Bar Techlifa, he says, listen, you should bring an Hashem Talui, Shvamina. Montoli, the Tano, the Paligalei, the Rabbi Eliezer. Who's the Tano that argues in Rabbi Eliezer in Kittot? Rabbi Shimonu. It's Rabbi Shimon, because if he said that it was an Hashem Talui was permissible, that could have been the solution to the problem over here. Bring the Hashem, say either it's an Hashem Bitzora or an Hashem Talui. Instead of saying it's an Hashem and a Shlamim. So now we know that Rabbi Shimon doesn't think an Hashem Talui can be brought as an Idava. And he'll be the Baal Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer in Kritut. But Rabbi Shimon Odamar, Emet Navim Hashem Talui. Rabbi Shimon believes you can't bring an Hashem Talui as a Nidava. Amarle, he responded to him, Ravina, Torah, Torah, what are you doing? Did you even read the Torah? How could you say such a thing? Imre b'dichre michlef adecha? You got mixed up between a keves and an ayo? How could you have done this? An Hashem Bitzora comes from a keves, which is ben shana. And Hashem Talui comes from an ayo, which is shtei shanim. How could you suggest that you're going to take this Hashem Bitzora and then make a tnai on it that it'll be an Hashem Talui? They come from two different animals. I mean, same animal, but different ages. The Hashem Bitzora is coming from a keves. The Hashem Talui comes from an ayo. How could you ever make such a condition in it? There's a difference between a keves and an ayo. How did you mix those two up? There's no way. You have no proof from here anything about Rabbi Shimon's opinion. The reason Rabbi Shimon didn't say Hashem Talui is because that's an ayo and not a keves. Not because in Hashem Talui you can't meet Nidavah. We have no idea what Rabbi Shimon says about an Hashem Talui and Nidavah. Rashi asks over here, and Tosfos asks on the previous Amud. So Rashi says, V'ikalek shuye, says, well, we should ask over here, Kohani la'ave bereisha kol tzarchi mitzora. Why don't we do all the mitzora's needs up front, and then fill it up again, and then he will fill it up, do the kmitza, and be maktir, and then you won't have to do any redemption over here. The Gemara's assumption is that we do all the avodot of the nidava first, and then we run into all these problems along the way that we have to solve. Rashi says, why don't we just reverse it? And Tosis, it's the bottom of Tosis over here on Amud Bet, and on Ayin Zayin, it's Rashi and Ifsele. It's right opposite where the word Gemara is in the Gemara. Says, why don't we just reverse the whole process here? Do all the avodat of the mitzvah up front, and then afterwards fill it up, and then do the nidava, the komets of the nidava. And we'll be mefrikei, we'll redeem it. So you hear the two, you have to answer. Mechashe kiddishu l'mizbeach. Once you're makdish the log the mizbeach, en yuchol lishnoto l'tzarchi mitzorah. You can't usurp it and use it for the purpose of mitzorah. Shema ain't a mitzorah, because maybe it's not a mitzorah, but log shel mizbeach, it belongs to the mizbeach. That'll be mi'ilah. You bring moel in the kodshei mizbeach. If it's a log that really belongs to the mizbeach, and that's part of the tanai here, the tanai is, if it's a mitzorah, I'm using it for the mitzorah. If it's not for the Torah, it's a log nidava. If you do that, and it doesn't belong to the mitzorah, you've now just used a log of mizbeach for the purposes of mitzorah. So therefore, you can't do it that way. Shema'inu mitzorah, log shel mizbeach, nimtza mi'abeg kodshei mizbeach v'yadayim. You're ruining kodshei mizbeach v'yadayim. Hilkach, komets bereisha. Therefore, you have to do the nidava first and do the komets l'tzorach ruvoah. V'inami mitzorahu lo mafsin midei. Even if he's a mitzorah, he doesn't lose anything. The other amali, because then he refills it, and that's why they did it in this order, and that's why we have the problems that arise because of the order. Because you have to do it in this order, because you have the problem if you do it in the other order that you're using or misusing or misappropriating a kodshei mizbeach for mitzorah if you do it in the other order. Therefore, you have to get the kmitz off first in order to take away the problem of kodshei mizbeach or using kodshei mizbeach. And that's why the Gemara picked this order in order not to have that problem. Okay, we'll stop over here.